The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. Into the 8 o'clock hour we go. The Colts are now starting Anthony Richardson at quarterback again. 2 weeks after putting Joe Flacco in as their starter and saying he's going to be our guy the rest of the year. Got to go win games. Shane Steichen made this announcement yesterday that Anthony Richardson will be the Colt. Now, mind you, the Colts, who are chasing the Texans in the AFC South right now, they're two games back of the Texans. Texans have the tiebreaker. So the Colts would have to be a full game ahead of the Texans at the end of the year. It is an uphill climb for sure for the Colts. They are choosing Anthony Richardson to perform this climb. Here was Shane Steichen, Colts head coach, yesterday afternoon.
I want to address, you know, Anthony's situation. You know, I've said the process for a long time. And what I mean by that, it's the attention to detail in everything he does, from the classrooms to the walkthroughs to practice to the weight room, all those little things, right? It just got to be at a higher standard. And that's what was talked about. And that's where we went with it. And so that was discussed with him 2 weeks ago. And those are the conversations that took place. And over the last 2 weeks, he's made strides in those areas, big time strides, becoming a pro's pro. And is he a finished product? No, he's not. And it's my job to help him get there along with the rest of the coaching staff. But he's a hell of a talent. Like I said, we've never lost faith or belief in him and his abilities. And he's shown strides. He really has. And with that being said, he will be our starter again. He's going to start this week. He's going to start the rest of the season. All right. And we're going to go from there.
That was a weird announcement. Like, usually they lead in with like, okay, I want to address the elephant in the room. Anthony is going to be our starter, and here are the reasons why.
Yeah.
He listed the reasons and built up to the announcement. I'm like, ah, okay, this is...
He listed the things that... And the things that he listed is where he had made improvement.
Yeah.
None of them were on the actual quarterbacking side of things. They were more along the lines of, hey, he's been to basic training now. He's been to boot camp, and now he knows how to function like a soldier. You know, you think about, I mean, this is what we're talking about. Like, it sounds like some teenager that never learned the proper work ethic or, like, to show up on time or anything.
Yeah.
Like, one of those kids that goes kind of a jackass in high school, goes off to basic training. You run into him, like, 5 years later, and you're like, oh, my gosh. This guy's like a full-grown adult and like has his crap together. That's what they're hoping they got out of Anthony Richardson, is that somehow they taught him all of the simplest aspects of showing up and doing the work to a better degree in all these different areas, and you hope he becomes a better football player because
in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, right.
In 2 weeks.
Well, also already having been guaranteed millions of dollars.
Yeah.
The one thing the military will never do is go ahead and give their basic training recruits millions of dollars guaranteed.
No.
And then expect that to be the thing that really gets them to start caring about the little things.
It's really interesting because there's so many other things that are still wrong with Anthony Richardson as a thrower, right? That we can see on game day, as you've outlined many times, he has trouble completing passes. Kind of a basic job requirement when you're an NFL quarterback, and he has trouble doing that one thing and other things as well. I think it's interesting that this is what Shane Steichen is leaning on, because at least at this point, nobody can push back on him. Like, he's citing all these things that nobody in that press conference is able to witness. We're not sitting in the meetings. We don't watch Anthony Richardson interact with the cafeteria workers. We don't watch all these things. So there's this huge level of trust going on right now in Indianapolis with Shane Steichen that, like, okay, I mean, I guess he's gotten better over the last couple of weeks. Okay.
And this is where it's as raw as quarterbacks are when and they're getting drafted in the first round now with very little actual college experience. Trey Lance didn't have a whole lot of actual college experience. It feels like in football, it's like you draft a pitcher and then expect him to be in the majors that very same season.
Yeah.
Whereas with Richardson, man, Richardson feels like a guy that needs to be in single A. And he's just got to work on his game for a few years before he gets up there. And the NFL is not set up for that type of a scenario.
The NFL had a G League. He would be in the G League, you know?
Right. Like, yeah.
So here's the thing. I was thinking about this morning. As I'm, you know, listening to people hash this whole Anthony Richardson thing out and where the Colts are, and boy, is this it? Like, is Anthony Richardson auditioning for his job? And if so, boy, does Chris Ballard get to pick the next quarterback here? Like, Chris Ballard has been in Indianapolis since 2017, seen a lot of quarterbacks. And I think this is, as a Texan fan, where I go, okay, we are very fortunate right now that we are not on this hamster wheel that the Colts have been on at quarterback. Let me just paint the picture here real quick. Since Andrew Luck retired because he was beat up like a tackling dummy and a crash test dummy for 6 years, I mean, that's Andrew Luck retired in large part because his body had taken just such a beating. The Colts then, I'm sure all the planning for the next 10 years had gone on with the idea that Andrew Luck's going to be our quarterback. And then, boom, rug pulled out from under you. So they have to muck it through with Jacoby Brissett for a year before they can figure out what plan B is. He retired in August. There was no time to go get a guy. 2020, they bring in Phillip Rivers. Okay, they make the playoffs. They don't do anything. He retires. 2021, they trade for Carson Wentz. That was a disaster. 2022, they bring in Matt Ryan. Disaster. 2023, they draft Anthony Richardson. He gets hurt early in the season. Can't finish games. They bring in Gardner Minshew, and they almost make the playoffs. Okay, cool. And now this year, we've just outlined what's been going on. This is the part where I think the warning sign for the Texans. None of this is happening for the Colts right now if Andrew Luck had been protected better the first 5 or 6 years. And I know some of that's on Andrew Luck and his playing style. I get that.
And Bruce Arians,
And Bruce Arians, but a lot of it's on Ryan Grigson and the complete just either a lack of attention to detail or poor evaluation or whatever that Andrew Luck got destroyed to the extent where he was missing full seasons at times during those first 5 or 6 years, and he had to retire, and it throws the Colts with a pretty good roster, by the way. Like, the Colts have had a good roster through this run here of 2019 to 2024. They've had good players on the team. They're one of several NFL teams that are just shuffling the deck at quarterback every year, dipping their toe in the water with a new guy, and 2 years in now, and that's the shelf life now for these young guys that get drafted. If it ain't happened, if it ain't shaken in 2 years, you got to go find a new guy. You better protect C.J. Stroud, man. Don't get C.J. Stroud on the Andrew Luck plan where 4 years, because he's on it right now in some sense. Well, like, he's taking Luck level. Andrew Luck levels of abuse right now physically.
Well, and I think that's where it comes into the offensive coordinator angst too, because, you know, Pep Hamilton, and then did Chudzinski get time with Luck as well?
I don't remember.
Or was that you know, that's, you got to find the right offensive coordinator to help develop and groom that young player, because Arians will hang his quarterbacks out to dry and expose them to a lot of deep drops and exposure to a lot of hits. But also, like, Pep Hamilton wasn't the guy to write that ship either. So it's just, how do you handle your young quarterback and keep him in this era where it's easier than ever to protect your quarterback and keep him from getting hit? Yeah, that's on your offensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's as I was thinking about this morning, I'm like, man, the Colts, as I'm listening to people debate, like, okay, are they going to need to go find another quarterback next year? I'm like, man, how did they get here? Well, it started with Andrew Luck taking an historic pounding. Like, text message, 5-Hour Energy fan line, 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans everywhere. CJ's on the Andrew Luck ass-whooping trajectory. That's my concern. Now I think I will concede, too, there's a chance CJ is just wired differently than Andrew Luck. Like Andrew Luck seems like a guy, like Andrew Luck doesn't even, I don't even know that he watches football anymore. You know what I mean? Like he was kind of a different guy, you know, like he went to Stanford, a lot of intellectual interests and things like that. And had plenty to fall back on. He had signed his big contract. I don't think they went after his money when he retired, the Colts.
They
let him keep his money, as they should, as pain and suffering payments for all those sacks. So my guess is, like, CJ, I think, is just, like, I think CJ is at the far end of the spectrum of immersed football nerds, or you'd have to drag him off the field limbless before he stopped playing football.
Well, Luck was always one of those guys that was super smart but didn't play super smart. You know, he suffered from what Ryan Fitzpatrick had early in his career, where you're really book smart, but sometimes you're thinking nine plays ahead in the chess match when you need to recognize that the danger play right in front of your face. Yeah.
Yep.
So, right, he didn't have necessarily that same level of maniacal devotion to it, I don't think, as CJ does.
But the punishment, that's the big thing, man. Like, the punishment for the Colts, the punishment led to this endless cycle of quarterback, you know, cluster bleep. I don't think it leads to that. I don't think CJ's retiring after signing a big extension a few years from now. But, like, any thought of something that looks similar to what Andrew Luck was going through as a young quarterback scares me, and that's what this looks like right now.
Yeah, the thing with if you compare Richardson's situation to CJ's situation, obviously there was never nobody ever once would have said anything remotely like, well, he just needs to pay more attention to detail in all these different areas.
In meetings and things like that.
Yeah. We don't even have to do with being a quarterback directly.
Yeah.
Just all of the stuff. It sounds like Richardson is incredibly immature and unaware of just what the expectations are of an NFL quarterback. CJ's never had that issue at all. I don't worry about that.
Yeah, the two things. Boy, that's great.
I think Steichen is the exact right coordinator if he has a quarterback that does all those good things.
Yeah.
Steichen got some really good play out of Gardner Minshew.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have not heard this question asked of Shane Steichen. There were two questions I wish I had heard asked in the press conference yesterday, which was, do you think this gives you a better chance to win? That's why they put Flacco in, is because they thought he gave him a better chance to win. Yeah. I would love to know. And I think the answer would have been yes, even if Shane Steichen didn't believe what he was saying. The other thing was, I'm just curious, like, how surprised are they by this? Like, this is some pretty damning stuff with Anthony Richardson. Like, it's not criminal or anything like that, but it's kind of football criminal. You know, like, that your quarterback is this inattentive to detail and immature.
And taps out of
football games. Like, how is that not something that gets sniffed out during the draft process?
Well, that's why I think it's so stupid to just think that there's a standard playbook for how you have to treat young quarterbacks. It's all individual.
Yeah.
And just as scouting quarterbacks is such a crapshoot, to think that every single guy these days that gets drafted in the first round, it means that he's got to play right away.
Yeah.
I think it's clear that Anthony Richardson, Matt, had a steep curve. And remember, he's been in the building for a year already.
That's right.
This is not his rookie year. Yep. I think sometimes I fall into this trap of still thinking of him as a rookie quarterback. He's in year two and having to be explained to him that, hey, you're not doing a lot of the little stuff that we expect quarterbacks to do the right way. You got to really start to worry whether the guy's ever going to get the message.
Yep. Payne and Pendergast with
you. I mean, I'm not worried about it.
No.
I'm hoping that he never actually gets the message.
I hope he gets it just enough to be a mediocre starter for them and trick them into giving him a second contract like Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, because if, you know, like if the Jags had moved on from Trevor Lawrence and not given him that big deal. Do you think Trevor Lawrence is still salvageable is probably overstating it. Like, I'm still really happy Jacksonville gave him that contract. Like, super happy.
I think that there's the things that worked for that one little stretch of time at the end of the 2022 season, that was a lot of stuff that Doug Peterson does a really good job with young quarterbacks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of first read stuff, and it's a lot of other things that teams can start to pick up on.
Yeah.
And that's what they picked up on. So the question is, all right, is there a coordinator or a coach out there who can get that next level or that next step for so Trevor. He'll get one more chance.
Yeah, for sure.
He's going to get one more coach and one more coordinator to see if like that guy can work magic.
Yeah, they can't afford to cut him right now. I mean, I'm sure it'd be like $100 million, I'm guessing, to move on from Trevor Lawrence for them.
Yeah, they're committed to at least one more head coach with Trevor Lawrence.
There you go. That's a good way to put it. Mike McCarthy, head coach of the Cowboys, he met with the media yesterday. Here were his thoughts on C.J. Stroud.
It's really the respect that people have for him. I mean, I think just the way he came onto the scene, the first thing that jumped off to me was his arm talent, but, you know, really his ability to get the ball out in a tight quarters. I mean, there's throw after throw on a college tape, and I thought it really translated very well to the pro game where you're seeing him getting hit, and he's still snapping it off and getting it out with a tremendous amount of velocity, holding it to the last possible second, you know, recognizing the pressure. So, I mean, to see a young rookie quarterback make those type of pressure throws, I was very, very impressed with just a little I've seen him last year, and then you can see it carry over. But yeah, I mean, they're still putting up good numbers. Yeah, I wouldn't, I don't look at it that way, but he can make all the throws, good athlete, but just really has, really, for a young quarterback, his composure in the pocket is very impressive.
He does, you know, that's in watching Goff and how many, Jared Goff on Sunday, and how many times there was pressure on him, and the result was a ball that looked like he was aiming for a worm 5 feet in front of him on the turf.
Yeah.
Like CJ's ability to still release the football with zip while he's literally getting hit sometimes is an amazing superpower.
The
really
functional arm talent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to do it from different body positions and everything. I think it's probably better than people expected or thought they were going to see it. Because he didn't have that many. Because his pass protection was good in college, he didn't have that many. He didn't have nearly as many opportunities to do it as he's had with the Texans.
Yes. He gets hit more. He gets hit more in one Texans game than he probably got hit his whole last season at Ohio State.
That was an impressive breakdown by Mike McCarthy. For him to pick up in the apparent banker's hours that he works, according to Micah Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
That he was able to glean that much while not working nearly as long, or putting as much time as the players that Micah Parsons cited.
Picturing people really needing something from McCarthy and they're just walking outside his door at like 10 a.m. waiting for him to get in. Is he going to be here?
Is he his boss here yet? No, he's not here yet.
No, he said he's got some. I don't know, he's got something going on. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. You can text the show, 5-Hour Energy Fan Line, 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610. And football superfans, 713-572-4610. Pettiness. we love pettiness on this show. A future Texans opponent gets called soft by a former player.
Mm.
And the head coach fires back. We're going to have a little petty going back and forth here coming up next. This is good audio. You won't want to miss it. Stay there.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.